Day program.
Good.
It's 7 after the hour. Tuesday, it must be time for Andrea Metcalf to visit with us. Andrea is in charge of our physical well-being. She's the goddess, the guru. Can you be a guru and a goddess together? How does that work? What's the feminine? Guru is masculine, isn't it? So what would be the feminine of guru? Guru-ess? Gru-ess. She can be a gru-ess. All right, Andrea is the gru-ess of fitness here. I read... Oh, no, wait a minute. We have a tradition with Andrea. We have to laugh first before we get into our exercise.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Right, don't we have to have a little laughter?
Sure.
Right. Wait a minute. You don't laugh until... You don't laugh on cue. You have to wait till there's something funny. And so we're going to have a little laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
All right, so we're laughing. This is good, by the way. Humor is very good. It's a prelude when you're trying to stay in shape. If you laugh, that does good things for your body. So I'm trying to get everybody warmed up before they actually get into the exercise positions that Andrea Metcalf would want us to be in. So let's think about the name Fred. All right?
That's funny.
Everybody think Fred. About the name Fred. So I would like to have you put something together that ends in fretting. Just come up with multiple Freds. Dead Fred. Bed Fred. Said Fred. Fred Fred.
Right said Fred.
Fred Fred Fred. Fred. See? I knew you'd all laugh. Fred, that name makes people laugh.
Let me get this straight.
Fred. How about a single
one? This is your joke for the day,
this
is the word Fred.
This is your joke for the day, is just, you just thought the word Fred was
Fred. Fred, exactly. Fretting game.
Hey, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
You're funny.
Fred, you're funny. Fretting. Freddy, you a Freddy cat? How about, anything you put. Fred, how's your Charlotte? Well, anything that you
Fred, how's your Charlotte?
Fred, how's your Mocknick?
What?
Don't okay, you talk
really,
like that on the air?
Joke again?
Mocknick. I have Fred Mocknick here with us.
I have Fred. Arsnick. Nick.
You have Arsnick? Fred Arsnick. See, I'm telling you, you just come up with stuff. You can just laugh about silly things that mean nothing. Fred.
No, imagine. This absolutely means something. This means you didn't get some corny email in your inbox last night.
Either that or you realized it was dirty and it was too late. He'd
what, Fred Mocknick? No, I don't. It's not dirty. What's dirty about Fred and Mocknick? Fred.
What's a Mocknick?
Exactly.
Like a mock
something
turtle.
Silly. Huh? That's just silly.
You wear them in the fall season.
Yes, you do. With corduroys. All right, so there's something to laugh about right there, right, Andrea?
You're killing me.
Literally killing her.
Yeah,
literally.
All right, so let's get to the exercise activity, or at least how to stay in shape. And we have a couple of different things collectively in mind when it comes to exercising. This week, last week, some students went back to school. More going back this week, more next week, and then pretty much the final is the week after Labor Day, which was 2 weeks from yesterday. So over the next couple of weeks, people who have not exercised or had any activity should probably put themselves back into the running. And how would we do that, Andrea?
Well, I think the one thing you can do is walk your kids to school or walk your grandkids to school because, you know, they're going back in. It's a good time to chat. It's some exercise. And it's the easiest form of exercise. And all summer long, we're running around playing or we're too exhausted from the heat as of, like, this past summer.
Yeah.
And I think that if you just focus on one thing, then walking your kids to school could be that one thing, walking somebody's kids to school. Just make sure you know them.
Just make sure what?
You know them. Make sure you're not a stranger. That was my joke. See, you know, Fred.
A little stranger Fred. Danger humor.
Make sure their name's not Fred. But I think walking to school is probably one of the easiest things you can get in for exercise. And then I think the next thing you focus on is your food and school lunch. And you're going to be packing a healthy lunch for your kids. What to pack. Make it fun. Go out and let them pick the snack. Let them help pick out the sandwich or the lunch meat or the bread and have them help get involved.
Didn't we have somebody on, Richie, the other day?
We had Louie talking about it because I had brought up how hard it is. I mean, Andrea, it's so tough to pick out a variety of things that your kids will eat for lunch. I don't want my kids to eat the stuff that they have in the cafeteria, even though some of it is okay. I don't really trust Sean and now Juliana to go and pick out the right things that they have for lunch that I think, you know, and they try to present healthy options there, and sometimes he does, but, you know, some of it. So you try to pack a lunch for them, and there's three or four things that they will eat, and the rest comes home. You try, you know, different ideas, and then it ends up coming home in the lunchbox. Sean, how come you didn't eat this? I didn't want it. I didn't feel like it. So it's peanut butter, bananas, peanut butter, apples, grapes, this, you know, maybe a yogurt if you can keep it cold, the whole bit. And then you start to get, you know, it's tough.
Well, I know the one thing you can control is their breakfast, so because you're home
True.
With them.
Yeah.
And a really big breakfast doesn't necessarily warrant a big lunch. You know, so if you can really get them to eat some eggs and, you know, fruit. And
but what about cheese. Eggs? Wait, so hold on just a second.
We do the eggs and fruit, yes.
All right, but eggs the other day.
They're bad
I think
for
it was,
you again.
Whatever. Right. Who cares?
The eggs. So here's the idea.
It's protein.
I think Phil came up with, somebody came up with this. Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, said he hard boils the eggs, cuts them in half, takes the yolk out, and only eats the egg whites.
Mm-hmm. Well, because now they're saying the egg yolk is as bad for you as smoking.
Yeah, right.
Why? How?
Three eggs a week.
This is just straight cholesterol.
Right. It's just right into your, it's like filling up the plug, the
white
PVC.
Is protein, and that's awesome, and it makes a huge difference. If you're really hungry and you're on the go and you just have
the white is
the
nasty.
Egg white?
It's the yolk that makes it good.
Nah, just eat the egg white. I guarantee you, within
rubber.
Matter of minutes,
eggs,
you'll feel a
raw
filling sensation.
Raw eggs are so gross. Just
talking about hard-boiled.
I understand that, but Richie's talking about whatever it is, you know, trying to
the
convince
yolk.
Us that they're good.
Okay, wait a minute. The yolk has choline in it, which we don't get enough of in our diets. And so it's about moderation. And for every study that you'll see about the yolk being horrible, you're going to find a lot of studies that say the amino acids and the protein. If you exercise and you get enough fiber, your animal cholesterol will not raise your cholesterol to a dangerous level. It's the whole program that you have to look at, not just one item that's identified in your diet to make your cholesterol go up. So we got to get people out there walking and moving. We've got to get them eating their fruits and vegetables, and then we won't have to worry about a little egg yolk raising our cholesterol because it's not enough to change your whole blood chemistry.
What's choline, Andrea? I'm familiar, but I don't really know what it is. I've seen it as a supplement, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, the amino acid. Remember, when we think of proteins, there's eight essential amino acids, and those are the building blocks of cell rebuilding. It helps boost our immunity. So we need amino acids. I'd have to go back and look up specifically what choline does as opposed to 24/7, as opposed to any of the other
right, like
acids.
Selenium and magnesium and potassium and stuff like that. They're all right. Minerals. Yep. Okay.
So it's not a mineral. It's an amino acid.
It is.
Magnesium is a mineral. That's a difference.
Okay. Now I'm sort of wafting off here because one of the things that we talk about in the program is how to avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. One of the things that we try to connect people to at DougStephanTeam.com, and in there are the amino acids that you're talking about, are the minerals and other nutrients. So I had confused the two, because there are a lot. I mean, people, when you think about it, there are 90 different things that you need to have in your body to avoid getting sick. Building up the immune system. There's a big thing now, talking about children going back to school, this West Nile virus discussion that some people are having, the news media is having a field day trying to scare the hell out of everybody. Oh, you're going to get it if you go back to school. So I have said this 100 times, if not 1,000 times. If you have a strong immune system, no matter what your age, you are not going to get these illnesses. And part of the stuff that you have to do to have a strong immune system is to keep your body moving, as you suggest, and to keep ingesting the things that will keep your immune system strong. Sometimes it's supplementation, sometimes just eating the right food. I eat out of the garden most of the summertime, and that's, I think, the way that people keep up their immune system. And exercising is a good way because you get all that stuff going on in your body. Isn't that a great way to build up your immune system as well?
Well, absolutely. The more we move, the more we move the food and our nutrients through our body. So you just think that you're really nurturing every cell when you go out and you move. And by the way, choline is one of the B vitamins, just to get everyone on the right track here, and it aids in making cell membranes, protecting your liver, and the molecule for neurotransmitter acetylcholine. So it's really important that we have it in our diet.
Right.
But you can also get it from milk, human milk. So that's why choline is so important during an infant stage.
So the last kid question for back to school. Kids are going to start playing sports, when they're in school. Should you have your kids' heart tested when they play extreme sports?
Well, you know, they are doing more of this at the high school level. And I don't think, unless you have a family history, that you need to have an EKG done. Typically, your child will have their blood pressure checked and their heart rate when they go to the doctor. And let's see, the odds really are not there for you to go out and do it. There's so many articles on this. I'm just pulling it up right now.
So, but the family history is important. And
History, I think, is the biggest thing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, there are a lot of different things to think about, and that's why we have Andrea here and others to help us with our health and well-being, your physicality, what you put into your body is what you're going to become, what you do with your body is what you're going to become. That's why Andrea's website is so handy, AndreaMetcalf.com or NakedFitness.com. Andrea, thank you as usual for your help and your inspiration. Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Heather, Jennifer, and Rich doing our exercising to the music at 21 past the hour.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Celebrate a birthday or two or three, starting with the Kenneth Donald Rogers, Grammy and CMA award-winning singer. Let's see if we can count off his hits, Richie. She Believes in Me,
oh, wow.
Lady, Lucille, Islands in the Stream with Dolly Parton, What Are We Doing in
My
Love,
personal favorite, I guess.
Dottie West, yeah. Through the Years, I love that song. My God, I love Through the Years. We've got Tonight with Sheena Easton, You Decorated My Life, Coward of the County, The Gambler. He started out in the group The Kirby Stone Four, then he was one of the new Christy Minstrels. He started the first edition on his own. And now continues to sing at the age of 74. Born in the state, 1938.
Yeah.
Kenny
Rogers. He just played
Rogers.
At Stagecoach this year, and I saw him.
Messed up his face.
Yeah,
he messed
he
it
actually,
up.
It's settling again.
Is it really?
You know, it was so tight, it's now settling again.
Yeah.
Looks all right.
All right, next up is Harold Reed, one of the Statler Bros.
Oh, I thought you meant Harry Reid.
No. We won't celebrate his birthday.
I can't what, okay. You're concerned about my
happiness. Harold Reed, born in the state 1939, so he's 73.
Wait a minute.
Flowers on the Wall. What? You don't get what?
This is the Statler Brothers.
Yeah. Why is his name Harold Reed?
Yeah.
Good question, Richard.
I don't understand this whole Statler Brothers.
Harry Reed Statler.
Yeah.
Hyphenated.
Uh-huh. Happy birthday to Clarence Williams III, who was Link on the Mod Squad. He's 73. Here we go, Richie. Her real name is Sharon Myers. Changed her name at the advice of Clive Davis. Jackie DeShannon became a household name in the 1960s with her first song, big hit, when she was 20 years old, Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Also, What the World Needs Now is Love, which I think both of these send me to a place that I don't go with most music. I always loved her. I can remember playing this song as a disc jockey. The album, she was on Imperial Records, a cream label with light green, almost a little light lime at the bottom of the record label.
When you're 102 years old, sitting in your room looking out the window, drooling into your drool cup, the only thing you'll be doing is going, it was a green record label.
That's right.
I remember that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Then he'll click his dentures.
Very fun.
Green record.
Go ahead, have your fun.
RCA record. Yeah, green record label. Jackie DeShannon. I remember.
Hi, Glenn Hughes is up next. Bass player for Deep Purple.
Right. Hi, everybody. Air guitar.
Glenn Hughes, 60 today. By the way, Jackie DeShannon, 70.
You remember when you were 13, don't you?
Yeah, of course. All right, let's see. Next up, Kim Sledge. Oh, you want to do Kim Cattrall?
I heard you go Kim. I thought
Kim
you were.
Kim Cattrall, 56 today. Born to say 1956. She was in the Police Academy movies. Do you know that?
She played that sexy one in the Police Academy movie. She always has a sexy role.
How can she not be the sexy one?
No, they had another blonde that played...
Nielsen.
Yeah, the tough one.
Brigitte Nielsen, who's now exactly gone crazy, apparently. All right, now we have Kim Sledge, one of the sisters, and how do you not move to this? We are family. Born to state 1957. Steve Smith is the drummer for Journey, 55 today. Happy birthday to Jim McMahon, the quarterback. And Cody Cash. Who's Cody Cash?
Cody Cash. Good name.
Jack from Desperate Housewives.
Oh, I know him. I didn't know that was his name.
There you go. 28 after on Good Day.
Bed bugs are a year-round problem. But if you're gearing up for travel or vacation, you may be at an increased risk of bringing these most unwanted souvenirs home. A 2011 national survey of pest professionals conducted by the National Pest Management Association found that a whopping 99% of respondents encountered bedbug infestations in that year, and 80% encountered bedbugs specifically in hotels and motels. Since bedbugs remain the hardest pest to treat, infestations can easily grow out of control. According to the National Pest Management Association, increased public awareness, education, and vigilance are key in detecting and preventing bedbug infestations, as these pests tend to travel undetected from place to place, breed quickly, and remain one of the most challenging to treat. Bedbugs are equal opportunity pests and are not a result of poor sanitation. So whether you're staying at a motel or five-star hotel, check your surroundings. To find more information about bedbugs or locate a pest professional near you, visit www.pestworld.org.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like a million bucks. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The hour. The word of the day today is willingness. Do we all have the willingness? Isn't that an interesting word? Kind of like Fred. Where did willingness come from?
Fred and willing.
My engineer, Fred Gleason, will be very upset about your making
about
fun
my
of
Fred?
The name Fred, yes.
Really?
What about Fred Willard?
Fred Willard. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. And he's willing. He has willingness to move on. But isn't it interesting, though, when you think about words, what they mean, how they sound.
What's your favorite word?
My favorite word?
Yep, real quick. What is
Ungabunga.
It?
Ungabunga.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
How about a real one in the dictionary?
Well, why do I have to have a real one? That's a word to me. That's a real word. That's some.
I like the word moist.
It's a pat.
Moist?
Moist.
How are you going there?
It's fresh.
Creepiest word in the dictionary.
It is creepy.
Moist.
Ungabunga is how Charlotte and I communicate with each other. She understands perfectly what I mean when I say ungabunga.
Right. She understands that you're a crackpot.
Ungabunga.
She looks up and she's like, and this is my master.
Right, exactly. All right, there's a new survey. Not much is going to... What, hum? What does that mean?
Hum.
Oh, it's time for the... I'm getting like Richie. Richie forgets all of the intros that I want him to play or all the music, but I'm usually on top of things.
No,
however,
I don't forget them. I just stop playing them after I step over them. So,
all right. Anyway, Jennifer Horn, who's in charge of our social media, has some interesting things to report. I don't know if we did anything new today on... So did we?
Yes, of course we did.
Oh, okay, all right.
We are actually asking people, should Todd Akin drop out of the Senate race over his comments on quote-unquote legitimate rape?
Yeah. And the polls, by the way, show, this has got to say something. I'm sorry to, no, I'm not. I find this offensive. How many stations do we have in Missouri? 3-4 stations in Missouri?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. How is it that people, this, the poll out today shows him still ahead of McCaskill, who's a Democrat, who's
still?
Nothing special, by the way.
She's, that must make
she deserved to be beaten, but by this idiot? He's not, everybody wants him out. Somehow or other, they're going to have to get him out, Richie, or he takes down the party. He for sure ruins Mitt Romney's chances for winning if he stays on the ticket and ruins the congressional status of the Democrats will have a field day with this guy.
He's too pretty much came out and said, no, yeah, I want nothing to do with this guy. It was appalling what he said. It's
right.
Ridiculous, and he should apologize. How does it ruin anything?
Well, but they keep, but people associate, guys, the subtle workers behind the scenes, the Carvilles of the world, will do, or the Robes of the world, and depending on which side you're on, they'll take this and play it and insert it and get
locally
subtle.
They will.
Well,
in Missouri, they'll run commercials that say...
Already... there are people who are trying to, Pelosi's trying to tag Ryan with him. Sure. Vice versa.
Of course she is.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
Would you like to know what our friends are saying?
Oh, yeah. I'd like
now
to know
that you guys are done with what
yeah,
you
okay,
said.
Go ahead, okay. Jennifer. Why, Jennifer?
Hey, I'm here. I'm the proxy for the people.
Good. That's a
Janet
great
point. Janet says, yes, wow. Legitimate rape. Is there an illegitimate rape? The female body has a way to shut the whole thing down, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder if he would say that if his wife, daughter, any female relative were raped and became pregnant. She obviously liked it or she would have shut the whole thing down. Michelle said, I personally know a very religious girl who was raped. She did get pregnant with twins. She chose to have them, but she had the choice. And then Michelle said, you also have me so cranked up this morning, I'm going to hit the bags at the gym hard. And she'll be good picturing her. Aiken the whole time. Good. Thomas said they should all resign. Seems like both parties are throwing the election, don't it? What say yeah. you? And he said, say that in the voice of Doug. Kim said, believe it or not, I don't think he should drop out. However,
what
I do
say
believe-
you?
Yeah, because you say that a lot.
I do.
Yeah.
Like
Kim said, believe it or not, I don't think he should drop out. However, I do believe his moment of truth will be when he fails to get voted in and demographics show that he lost the support of women. If not given the chance, he will never see a direct correlation
who would
and blame
vote
political
for this
bullying
guy?
For making him drop out. I say let him suffer by having to run.
Who would vote for this guy? Who would dare to say I support this guy? Well, who would call here and say they thought this person was an outstanding choice? 800-510-8255. Excuse me, Richie.
Well, excuse me. When he says the body will reject.
Oh,
you know what
God.
It reminds me of? Who was the congressman that was questioning the naval, the general from the Navy, and was worried about the construction on Anderson Air Force Base in Guam because he thought it would tip the island over?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, if we build too much on this end of the island, is there any danger of it tipping the island over?
What kind
That's
of...
this statement reminds
How does
me of.
This reflect on the electorate and the quality of people that would run for these jobs? How
stupid
did
people
this
are everywhere,
guy
Doug?
Get into
stupid
office?
Stupid people are
I'm
everywhere.
I'm going to move to Missouri and run for Congress. Good God. All right, there's a survey out today by the Pew Research Center for People and the Press.
Pew.
You're going to find this startling. This is major news. The survey finds that for the second time in as many years, the believability rating for major news organizations has declined. What a shocker. 1,000 adults were asked last month to rate individual news organizations on their believability using a 1-to-4 scale.
What believability?
4 meaning somebody believes all or most of what the news organization says, while 1 means they believe almost nothing. Across all 13 news organizations, which is unbelievable that that's all we have, the average believability rating is 56%. Down from 62% last year, and dramatically down from 71% in 2010. Pew reports that since 2022, every news outlet's believability rating has suffered more than double-digit drops. In other words, people believe now that they're half as credible as they were 10 years ago. And yet, we base a lot of what is discussed on the so-called news talk radio stations, and I'm on a lot of them, on what is in the news, i.e. news talk radio. And what's in the news is bogus much of the time. Now, many of the folks who are on the air point that out. So what do we believe? Take, for example, whether you're on the left side or the right side, the news we cover this week. A lot of people have been talking about that. It says, in no uncertain tone, that Barack Obama does not deserve to be president. Is that news? How is that news?
It's not. It's opinion.
It's opinion.
Right. There
it
is
may
no
be
news.
An opinion that a lot of us share, but it's not news.
Even the outlets that are still, quote-unquote, news, are slightly tainted one way or the other. So you don't really know. I mean, I was talking to this yesterday with somebody on Facebook just saying this is the state of journalism today, that nobody gets the facts. We were talking about the facts. All we get is somebody's... Did you get it?
It was person already dead. So.
Why did you kill it again, you rude cur?
I was just doing to Richie what he would have done to me. Excuse me, Richie. Actually, you're doing a nice job, Richie. Keep going.
I'm just saying there is nowhere where you can just get the stone cold facts, no. Unbiased facts. You get opinions. So what you have to do is you have to go to 3, 4, 5 different sources to be able to get the facts from here, the facts from there, and then just try and sift through them.
And make your own opinion.
Unless it's a picture of Tony Scott jumping off the bridge, hitting the water, that's a fact. Other than that,
that's a fact.
It is a fact. You can see it. But listening to the conjecture,
it's just sad that we are fed our thoughts on issues today. We don't create our own thoughts. We are fed what to think. We are told what to think, how to think. And we don't have a place where we can go and create our own thoughts from the facts.
Yeah, pretty amazing. All right, on another note that doesn't mean much to some people, this is sort of inside. Paul Harvey used to call it shop talk. But I know that we talked briefly yesterday because both Jennifer and I, Jennifer is a lifelong Angelian and I'm a part-time Angelian, and I used to think that Mark and Brian had a pretty listenable radio show. And they have disappeared now after a long, long... I mean, I can't remember Los Angeles radio without Mark and Brian. And Jennifer, you can't either.
25 years, I know. Right. I was really raised with them around.
Yeah.
And now they're going to podcasts, which seems to be a big trend.
But the replacement...
Both of them are.
Both.
Oh, wow.
But the replacement is a very interesting choice. It really is. For the first time in a while, I thought to myself, yep, that makes sense. And so for the people who are in Southern California, although these two have done a podcast of their own.
Frank and Huddy, right?
And quite successfully, Jennifer. The podcast,
they say they're the most successful podcast in the world and that each of them are making $200,000 a year from it, which I have a hard time
with. Heidi and Frank?
Yeah.
Carolla is making a lot more money from his. Yeah,
well, I'm just telling you what they say.
And so is Tom. Well,
that's what they say, that they have the most successful, most paid for podcast.
There were three guys, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Frosty's at an AC station in San Francisco.
Right. But they were good together. They really were.
Because Frosty evened them out. Because Frank and Heidi tend to go pretty extreme. Frosty always kind of brought them back. But now that element is gone, so who knows what it'll sound like.
But there are so many people who are promoting, and this is, again, sort of shop talk, how wonderful their radio program is. I suppose I'm guilty of that to a point in the trades. And it really isn't. It's the same old drivel over and over again from most of these people.
Not us. We have new drivel.
Yeah, but we are fresh and we are new, and so are Heidi and Frank.
Fresh.
Not new, necessarily, and not, but there is something new there to listen to, something to wrap yourself around, something that, for the most part, isn't drivel. And, you know, you see these ads that scream out from the right-wingers who want to do nothing but hate Obama all day long. And after a while, you know, okay, so there's a constituency for that, but how far do you go with it? It doesn't have wings. There's so many in terms of what this big, beautiful, wide world is all about. So many things going on. For example, Kate Winslet has decided to rent her apartment in New York City. She's in Chelsea.
Wow, big news.
It is big news, Richie. Especially when you consider she wants $30,000 a month for rent.
Wow.
How about that? Who can afford a $30,000 a month rent payment? 1,700 square foot. It's not like, I mean, I can imagine it has 3.5 bathrooms, but it's in a place that is really up and coming in New York. If you go down, it's not very far from Ground Zero, and it is an area that is... They've done a lot of gentrification down there. Anybody know it beside me? Maybe you guys don't know it.
No.
But it's down, it is about 10, 12, 14 blocks at most north of Ground Zero. Just above the Dow Jones area And it's on that side. It's on the Hudson River side.
Near Canal Street?
Yeah, it is actually near Canal Street. Canal Street is in that area, is in Chelsea. The wharf, it's around the water. And it's really kind of an interesting place, but it was a mess. That's where they shot and continue to shoot all the Law and Orders. There's mm-hmm. a big old mill sort of looking building that has that Wolf bought and converted to a production facility. So he has all of the... I think there are 8 floors in the building, and they all have the different rooms and what do they call it? Not
the sets.
The sets, thank you. Mm-hmm. They all have the different sets. So when you see them walking outside, obviously they're not walking to, they're just walking. But in fact, when they're shooting, they just go from one floor to the next. And all of the Law and Order characters, now there's only one Law. No, there's still, no, they stopped the other Law. So there's only one Law and Order show being shot now. But they still use all of the old, they go from one courthouse set to another courthouse set. And they're often familiar because there's one floor in there that just has courthouse sets. There's another floor that just has jail settings.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, right. And so that's all down in this.
I cannot believe that you've never been an extra on Law and Order.
You know,
as much as you love that show.
Probably because they're not...
It's easy to do.
It's really easy. Everybody who's a SAG or an AFTRA in New York, everybody right. has been on Law and Order. And I actually was asked, remember Sam, was it Greenspan? What was his name? Did mornings on the station that I was on in New York for a while before him. Sam Green somebody or other.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He'd been a jurist in Law and Order 14 times.
Wow.
He's a sort of stand-up guy, but he's a pretty reasonably a good radio guy. But he, like a lot of other people, he's not really a committed actor, but they do these things. The gig pays, what, $340 a day, I think. What's the after minimum in L.A., Jennifer? Do you know?
Oh, I have no idea.
So I think it's $340.
I thought it was more than that. I thought it was like six.
Well, if you have if you open your mouth, it's $1,100. If you open your mouth on set and your line is recorded for supposed playback, I think you get $1,100. But I think we're just being the rate for extras is $240 a day, and I think there's I remember looking at the scale once and thinking, wow, this is interesting. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Do you know which American president first established the Purple Heart? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In August of 1782, General George Washington first ordered that soldiers who perform meritorious acts should be awarded a Purple Heart as a symbol of their unusual gallantry. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Chucker, help me out. What's the classic line from High Plains Drifter? Gotta be one.
Too early in the morning for me.
There you go. That's the line of the day.
By the way, did you see the trailer to his new film, Trouble with the Curb?
Yes.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah. He's looking
really
old.
Good.
He couldn't pull off being in The Expendables because he looks too old.
Well, he's not an action hero.
Boy, that's really something. That's really something if he looks too old to be in that movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I don't understand. What, his skin is not wrinkled enough, not thick enough, not tan enough?
I don't know. It's just he's 83 or 84 years old, I think, isn't he?
Yeah.
Right,
he is.
Anyway,
yeah,
the movie music we started with, theme from High Plains Drifter, as Richie is suggesting, wasn't much talking in that movie. It was all Eastwood looking around and shooting people. That was
pretty much
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one movie during this week in 1973, believe that or not. How do you look at, this is something sort of from the inside track, Chucker. The folks at Hulu that are being bought out by Disney and News Corporation say the fellow who's running Hulu, which has made some noise, looks like they've made some pretty interesting decisions and are going to make some forays into the basic the production. They're going to produce their own stuff, some of it, and then they retransmit. The guy who's running it is going to get moved out because the people that now own it are going to be replaced by News Corporation and Disney, who have a partnership in this. They're going to pay the guy $100 million to leave.
Wow.
Really?
$100
million. So it's a buyout.
Million for him, he's just getting sent down the road.
Payday.
Boy, I feel awful for him.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame.
He must have something, know something, control something.
Got a picture of somebody. Yeah. You got Rupert Murdoch with a chicken.
Exactly.
All right, anyway. All right, 56 minutes past the hour. Here is a clip or two or three, actually, from the number one movie This week in 2005, the star has a prominent role in a movie that would be considered a chick flick that's out right now with Meryl Streep. I'll give you that much of a hint when you listen to her voice. Maybe you can figure out what the movie is. You get a swell prize if you figure it out. 800-510-8255. Here's the first clip.
I spent, probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, the mayonnaise and the onions and paprika and, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
I can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread.
I have no clue.
Really? Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah, you
sounds
do. Of course
familiar,
you do.
But
You don't know the voice even?
I think I do.
I want to say Ed Norton, but that's not right.
No, Ed Norton was a bad guy in the...
Was he on a TV show up until recently?
Very much so. Yeah. 800-510-8255. Decided to leave TV to pursue a movie career. And now is taking more dramatic roles other than what he's used to being in. This was his first big movie, as a matter of fact. Next clip, Richie.
You know, the thing about relationships is that they make one person go, blah, 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 and the other person go, what are you talking about? And then one person goes, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I know this. I know this. What
of course
is this?
You do. Chuck, have you got it yet?
I don't. I do not.
800-510-8255. I'm not trying to bushwhack you.
I need the gimme.
Well, then let's try this clip.
You know what? I respect women. I love women. I respect them so much that I completely stay away from them.
That's the clue. 800.
I gotcha.
That's the line.
That's the one.
From the movie.
I don't know the one
that gives it away. All right.
Yeah, you do.
Yep, yes, you do.
I'm sure I do.
800-510-8255. Hurry up, get in. If you haven't won before Movie Moments, get the prize. Chuck, you got 35 seconds for movie news.
Okay, Doug, production has begun on Fast and the Furious 6. Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and your girl, Gina Carano.
Yes, that's what you hear me. Yes.
Will star. And one of the bit of news, Todd Phillips, who directed the two Hangover movies and talks to helm a remake of the 1974 James Caan film, The Gambler. I was a big fan of that movie. I like it a lot. I hope he doesn't make it into a comedy, though.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
All right, so what do you think is the Tony Scott... And all the projects they're working on, what happens to them?
I'm sure somebody will continue him. I know he was working on a remake of the movie The Warriors, which was very popular in the 70s, but he had a great career as a great director.
Sure did.
Awful news to hear that.
Tony, in Michigan, what's the name of that movie?
40-year-old virgin.
Steve Carell.
Okay.
That is correct. Great job, Tony. Thank you. You did a fine job, so we'll give you a fine prize. Is that okay with you?
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.